This is the itinerary for the Celtic invasion of Westport in County Mayo, Ireland in 2023. The dates are June 3rd through 10th, again, 2023. So, welcome. I'm looking forward to sharing with you the fairly finalized itinerary for the Celtic invasion of Westport that's happening this year. You can go to CelticInvasion.com to see that itinerary. And I'm going to share it right now. Now, I should point out that, as with all my itineraries, this is a rough draft because things always change when we're doing stuff. It's not like a big tour group. Instead, we have a lot of flexibility, and that's going to happen here as well. So stay tuned for all the details that will come when I publish the journal after the event. In fact, I just published the journal for the Celtic invasion of Scotland from last year. You can check that out on my website at markgunn.com. The Celtic invasion usually begins on Friday, though the itinerary actually only lists on the Saturday, and that's because Friday is when I ask people to arrive. It is not part of the official trip, but frequently we get together. I know I'm going to be flying in from, I think, Nice I'm coming in from, and then flying into Dublin. I'm going to go meet up with people, we're going to have some dinner, and then we'll start the actual invasion on Saturday, June 3rd. Around 9:30 is when I hope to leave Dublin for Westport. We will stop at Strokestown Park and the National Famine Museum. That is about halfway to Westport. It's about a 3.5-4 hour drive to get there, so I wanted to break it up a little bit. We can go out and walk around, see the National Famine Museum. A lot of Westport, actually, is going to be, there's a lot of relation to the Great Famine that happened in Ireland back in the late 1800s when the potato blight happened. Some people call it the potato famine. It is not potato famine. There were plenty of potatoes. They were just being shipped elsewhere. And so we're going to maybe get a little bit about the famine museum. There is actually a famine trail. I don't remember what they call it exactly, but it goes from there, I think, actually maybe even from Westport, but at least from here all the way to Dublin. And if you ever want to go for a walk or run or a bike ride, it sounds like a really cool thing to go on. But you can see just how far it would have been. From the Strokestown Park, we're going to arrive in Castlebar, which is just 20, 30 minutes, I think, from Westport. We're going to stop for groceries. One of my favorite things to do on any Celtic invasion is to go grocery shopping. And that's because they're just a neat experience. And we're going to stop there, pick up some groceries so we can make dinner for the evening and have breakfast in the morning. And we'll make a few trips now and then to go get some more. But we hope to arrive. I hope to get us there by about 4:30 at the cottage that we're staying at just outside of Westport. I think it's only like 15 minutes from the actual town. So that should prove very valuable for those of us who want to, you know, stay late, which some of us, I think, want to do. So I'm looking forward to that. Around 7 o'clock, we'll have dinner and music by yours truly. No need to get up early on Sunday, June 4th, but we might. My plan is to have breakfast around 8:30. And then we're going to go into Westport to the Clew Bay Heritage Center, which has some history and stories about Westport and the people there. So, and about the bay as well, Clew Bay. So I'm looking forward to exploring there. Well, at lunchtime, we're going to have lunch on our own in Westport. Now, when I say on our own, the meals are paid for by you. I cover just breakfast and dinner. But, and technically speaking, you can go out and see things and do whatever you want and grab lunch while you're out and about. But, you know, since it's a small group this year, I think I'm expecting 8 to 10, maybe 11 people. We'll probably be having lunches together. It's very, very likely, but we'll see how it works out. Around 2 o'clock, I want to go to Westport House, which is a big mansion in the area. And it's actually even closer to our where we're staying. But there's also a train that runs through Westport, again, with history and facts. And I'm kind of hoping we can go explore that as well. We'll have dinner around 6 o'clock and then head over to afterwards, head on over to Matt Malloy's to listen to some music. And I'm really excited about this. Matt Malloy's is an Irish pub that was founded by one of the members of the Chieftains, Matt Malloy. And it is does not serve food, just drinks, and they have music 7 days a week, according to the website. I don't know all the details. In fact, last time I was in went to Matt Malloy's many, many years ago, almost a decade ago. I don't remember actually music, but we'll see. The plan is to go catch some music and have a wonderful evening there. But the great thing is that it looks like we can do music there every night if we so choose. So that's definitely a possibility. Monday, June 5th, we're going to get up early and head on over to explore some of Grace O'Malley stuff. Grace O'Malley, the pirate queen, Grania, I think she was called. She lived in the area, and this was her base where her family lived. And she has a tower house that's on Achill Island. I hope I'm pronouncing that. Probably not. There's a tower out there, and there's also the Rockfleet Castle, which also was a place that she resided during her history. And she's got a magnificent history, and I'm really looking forward to seeing if I can find some more stuff about Grace O'Malley in the days to come. So stay tuned for that. But Achill Island, which apparently we can cross, it sounds like there's a bridge. We'll cross over, we'll visit the tower, and then there's some white cliffs out there. It's all part of the Wild Atlantic Way, which I don't exactly know how far the Wild Atlantic Way covers. I know it goes from at least Galway up towards Sligo, but I'm guessing even further. And it's just gorgeous, some absolutely beautiful stuff. There's the Menawn Cliffs, and there is a distillery on the island, and we might see about visiting that. We'll see if we can make that happen. But I'm planning on having a lunch in Kiel. Depending, I say that, but I know looking at like if I were driving up and around, Achill's at the far end, and it just depends if we can make it there in time, or if we're already going past there and I have to stop, find another place. We'll see. But we're gonna head have lunch there, and then head on back. We'll go to the Spanish Armada viewpoint, and of course Rockfleet Castle, before heading back to the house for dinner at around 7 o'clock, and I'll be playing some music as well. All right, Tuesday, June 6th, we're gonna get up early, and the plan is to go to Clare Island. That's the big part of the plan for the day. We're gonna take a ferry from Runa to Clare Island, and then hopefully have lunch on Clare Island. And I'm not sure exactly when we'll be coming back. There is a ferry that departs at like 1 o'clock, and there's a ferry that departs at like 4:30, I think. I'm aiming for the 1 o'clock one, but just depends what's out on the island and how much time we spend out there and what we do. So we might be out there for a longer time. We might not. In any case, the thought if we stay out there for a longer period, then we'll probably skip the well delay the hike around Crowpatrick, which is a mountain in the area with some just spectacular views and a lot of history as well. But ultimately, my plan is to be back for dinner in Westport with music again at Matt Malloy's. Wednesday, June 7th, the itinerary starts getting a little bit looser come this point, because now I set a list cruise north on the Wild Atlantic Way. So we're going to go driving up towards Ballycroy Visitor Center and the Wild Nephin National Park. There's a blessed whale cairns and standing stones, the Dunfini standing stone, the Downpatrick head, the Breasta Om stone. If depending on how far we go, we could all end up all the way to the Glencar waterfall up by Sligo and Glenef Horseshoe. There's a brewing company, a couple of breweries out that way too, and a distillery as well. It'll be a long day out and about, and hopefully come back for dinner and music at the house. On Thursday, we're going to go south on the Wild Atlantic Way. And again, there's more standing stones, an archaeological complex in Kildangan, as well as the Lost Valley, which, from what I understood, was one of the places that a lot of Irish people immigrated. They went wandering across. It was land that was owned by people, and a lot of people got lost crossing this valley and such. It's now a park, and I'm looking forward to seeing what that's about. It sounds absolutely spectacular. The Mezcan Brewery is down that way as well, so we might stop and try some local beer. All right, and finally we come to Friday, June 9th, and this is usually the let's see what we missed type of day. So I feel like there's a lot to see when we go north and go south. So we might end up going doing one of those things again. But there is the Turlough Round Tower nearby, the National Museum of Ireland and Country Life. We'll end up the evening with dinner and music by me. Oh, I didn't even say it. On Thursday we'll probably do dinner again once again at in Westport. So, but then we'll come on Friday. We're gonna pack and get ready for to depart on Saturday morning. 8 o'clock is when I want us to head out. So we'll probably have dinner, breakfast a little bit earlier, maybe a light breakfast, and then we'll drive about halfway to visit the Scrog Bog Trail or the Ballingar Ohm Trail. I'm not sure which. Just depends on how our time is going. And how frantic we are getting ready for to depart from Ireland, because that, of course, is the final day as we head out. So that is the itinerary for the Celtic invasion of Ireland in 2023. And if you want to know more about it, head on over to CelticInvasion.com. Make sure you sign up to my mailing list there, where I will let you know about what's happening, and you can decide if you want to come on a Celtic invasion with me this summer. It's going to be a spectacular time, and I'm really looking forward to spending some time with you. There's only a couple spots left, so if you want to be a part of the invasion, you want to drop me an email as soon as possible, CelticInvasion@gmail.com. You can email me directly, CelticInvasion@gmail.com. And that's about it. Thank you so much for listening again. If you want to find out more about me, head on over to KeltFather.net for more details. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.